Mine Forever, written by Barbara Cartland, narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1889. It was a warm spring afternoon as Robert, the 6th Earl of Sherborne, arrived at Abbotsbury Hall, the home of Liliana Parker. A groom took hold of the reins of his horse. "Is Miss Parker at home?" asked the Earl anxiously as he dismounted. "Yes, my lord. Is she expecting you?" "No, she is not. I came over hoping I would find her in." The truth was that the Earl had some grim news to impart to her. He had been wooing Liliana for 3 months since the evening they had been introduced at a dinner party in London. Liliana's father, Sir William Parker, M.P., was at the House of Commons for an important debate, so his wife, Eleanor, and their daughter had dined with friends. It had been a simple affair, no more than a dozen guests, and from the first moment that the Earl had set eyes upon Liliana's lovely face, he had known she was the only woman in the world for him. Liliana was tall and slender, with jet-black hair, and the eyes the colour of russet chrysanthemums. The Earl had been stunned by her innocent beauty, and determined to make every endeavour to acquaint himself with her. In turn, she had been utterly charmed by the dashing Earl in military uniform that perfectly set off his fair hair and blue eyes. The fact that they lived within a few miles of each other in Downley, Hampshire, was a happy coincidence. When, at the end of the evening, he had asked if he might call upon her, Liliana was thrilled. Being a well-brought-up young lady, she made a polite show of reluctance before telling him that she was accustomed to receiving visitors early every Thursday afternoon, between 2 and 4 o'clock. From that moment on, they saw each other as often as they possibly could. Most of their friends expected an announcement to be imminent. But now, the Earl was the bearer of bad news that would cause Liliana a great deal of sorrow. Striding to the front door, the Earl noticed that the butler, Holmes, was holding it open ready for him. "Good afternoon, my lord. This is an unexpected pleasure. I have come to see Miss Parker. I believe she is at home." "She is indeed, my lord. Would you please tell her that I am here and wish to see her?" "Very good, my lord." The Earl waited anxiously in the comfortable small drawing-room. Over the past months, he had often sat and waited for Liliana in this very room, and now he tried to imprint each and every last detail of it in his mind, so that he would not forget how it looked. Liliana appeared at the door of the room. Her long black hair was in loose plaits caught up at the nape of her neck, and she was wearing a russet-coloured dress with a bustle that matched the colour of her eyes. "Darling," she cried, running into his outstretched arms, "what a wonderful surprise!" The Earl took her in his arms and they embraced. He adored how she felt, so soft and small, and the affectionate way she threw her arms around his neck. "Darling, shall we walk outside? I long to see the gardens." Liliana took his hand and led him out into the large garden. The house was blessed with considerable grounds, and her father employed a whole team of gardeners to keep them immaculate. "How lovely the lilac is," the Earl commented. "It's early this year," said Liliana. "Come and see the new arbour that Papa has built. When the summer comes, it will be covered in roses." Like an excited child, she led him to a far corner of the garden, where a seat just large enough for two nestled under a wooden arch. "Darling, just think, this will be the place where we can hide from the rest of the world," she sighed, holding his hand whilst looking deep into his eyes. The Earl grunted and pulled away from her. "I wish it was going to be like that, but I am very much afraid that I will not be here in the summer to share its full beauty with you." Liliana looked at him in horror. "What do you mean?" A long moment passed by as he tried to summon up the courage to explain himself. He could not meet her gaze as he thought of the words he would say to her. Finally he spoke, his voice cracking with emotion. "Liliana, you know I adore you. There is no other woman in the world I could love as much. But my duty to queen and country has to come first. I am in the army, and my fate is not always mine to decide. So when I tell you that only..."